This is Radio Nepal, I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. CP and UML files a writ petition at Supreme Court seeking reinstatement of the House of Representatives, also files a separate party registration application for election purpose. 80 political parties registered for March 5th House of Representatives elections, a day before deadline. 16 days of activism against gender-based violence 2025 kicks off across Nepal. Prime Minister Sushila Karki stresses increase in women's representation in decision-making level. And Asian Development Bank opens door to nuclear power support under new energy policy. Now the news in detail. The CP and UML today filed a writ petition at the Supreme Court seeking reinstatement of the House of Representatives. Chief Whip of the CP and UML parliamentary party in the dissolved House of the Representatives, Mahesh Partola, and Whip Sunita Baral jointly filed the writ petition at the Apex Court today. The writ petition has demanded the revocation of appointment of Prime Minister Sushila Karki, the decision of the House of Representatives' dissolution, as well as the decisions and appointments made after the lower house dissolution. Chief Whip Partola mentioned that the writ petition has urged Karki's appointment to be declared unconstitutional, stating that she was appointed to the post of Prime Minister against Article 76 and 132 and Clause 2 of the Constitution. A total of 80 political parties have registered with the Election Commission as of today for the election to the House of Representatives scheduled for the 5th of March. The Commission has set deadline the 26th for political parties willing to participate in the House of Representatives election to be registered for this purpose. Meanwhile, the CP and UML has also been registered for the Election Commission to the House of Representatives. CP and UML Central Election Department Chief Niraj Acharya and other leaders today with the Election Commission and filed application for party registration for election purpose. The CP and UML has already filed application for party registration for the National Assembly election selected for the 25th of January. The 16 days of activism against gender-based violence 2025 kicked off in Kathmandu today with the national slogan, Use Technology Correctly, End Gender-Based Violence. This year's theme for the activism is End Digital Violence Against All Women and Girls. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sushila Karki has said that the effective use of technology and social behavioral changes are essential prerequisites for ending gender-based violence. The Prime Minister made the remark while inaugurating this year's 16-day activism against gender-based violence. The Prime Minister also stressed the need to increase women's representation in decision-making levels and for that parties should give priority to female candidates to increase women's participation in elections. Similarly, addressing the same program, Communications Minister Jagadish Kharel said that the government is committed to combating digital violence against women and girls taking place with the rising development of technology. The government has formed a committee to monitor and establish inter-agency coordination and facilitation of the issues related to infrastructure development of areas affected by Melamchi Water Supply Project. The cabinet meeting held yesterday decided to form the committee under the coordination of Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. The Communications Minister and Government Spokesperson Jagadish Kharel said that the meeting also decided to provide pre-approval for organization and management survey of Nepal Police Organization, as well as approved 37 temporary quotas of officer level for the project and program to be run under the Ministry of Forest and Environment in the current fiscal year. Home Minister Om Prakash Oral says holding elections successfully and creating a strong base for good governance is the first priority of the government. Addressing the Lumbini province-level security seminar held in Hoirahawa today, Home Minister Oral mentioned that the government has been carrying out activities focusing on the election and good governance. The Nepal Janji Front today submitted a memorandum to the Election Commission calling for Nepalese to be allowed to vote from abroad as well as from outside their home districts. The memorandum states that no Nepali citizen eligible for voting should be deprived of it under any pretext of legal and technical complexities. Three new tests have been launched for to diagnose the genetic causes of rheumatism for the first time in Nepal. The NextGen Lab Solutions has launched the three types of genetic tests to detect three types of rheumatic disease. Naresh Pandey, managing director of the NextGen Lab Solutions, said three types of tests have been introduced for rheumatic disease identification. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एड दि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हाथ एड दि एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइस को स्टेटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेट को जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एड दि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The government has begun the process of identifying landless Dalits and collecting their details with the aim of managing landless people and unsystematic settlers. According to Damodar Wagle, the assistant spokesperson for the Ministry of Land, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, the ministry is coordinating with local governments across the country to prepare the records. The data will be collected through a one-door system to prevent duplication. The ministry has also asked local governments to follow the prescribed standards when recommending landless squatters and unsystematic settlers. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM Listeners Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The Asian Development Bank ADB has said that the recent changes to its energy policy will allow the institution to support nuclear power projects for the first time, subject to strict safeguards and international oversight. Xinhua News Agency cited a statement on Monday, the Manila-based lender saying that the updated changes paved the way for the ADB to support nuclear power, including financing nuclear energy in developing member countries that opt to include it in their energy mix. It clarified that any support, however, would undergo rigorous assessment and the highest standards of security, safety, and environmental and social safeguards. China has rushed to launch an uncrewed spacecraft to relieve the three astronauts left on board the Tiangong Space Station without a passage to Earth. State broadcaster CCTV showed a Long Mars 2F rocket carrying the Shenzhong 22 spacecraft lifting up from the Shenkun Satellite Launch Center shortly after noon local time on Tuesday. The Shenzhong 22 mission was originally planned to be crewed and take off in 2026. However, the launch was brought forward after debris managed the Shenzhong 20, which is currently attached to the Tiangong station, making it unsafe for carrying humans to Earth. That disrupted the last crew chance on the permanently crewed Chinese space station in November. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly cloudy in the mountainous and Himalayan region of Kusi province and mainly fair in the rest of the regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML filed a writ petition at Supreme Court seeking reinstatement of the House of Representatives, also files a separate party registration application for election purpose. 80 political parties registered for March 5th House of Representatives elections, a day before deadline. 16 days of activism against gender-based violence 2025 kicks up across Nepal. Prime Minister Sushila Kharki stresses increase in women's representation in decision-making level. And the Asian Development Bank opens door to nuclear power support under new energy policy. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.